A group of ducks is lounging around on mud flats around the pond, and lizards are racing through the dirt towards the sand trails. The ropey Drakmanawa Caliente Park is an oasis, a unique desert meets swamp environment in an urban setting. But the landscape, as people know it, is changing as the park endures years of continued drought. Jim Knoll is the president of Friends of Awa Caliente Park. He remembers when there were three ponds here. Now, such a sight is something to reminisce over by looking at pictures his wife took back in 2003. That was the last time he saw all three ponds full with water.
It was very vibrant. The drought hadn't really impacted like it has now.
Now, there's only one pond, alive but kept on life support. Pima County Natural Resources Manager Kerry Baldwin says back in 2000, a natural spring filled the main pond with a flow of approximately 106 gallons per minute. With that much water, the main pond used to overflow and carry water to ponds 2 and 3. But in 2003, he says there was a rapid decline in spring flow because of worsening drought. And now, the spring has but a leaky faucet.
And that has brought us to the point now where to maintain the pond, we're putting over 55,000 gallons of water a day into the system.
55,000 gallons of water is about the size of a 30-foot by 50-foot swimming pool. Baldwin says that's how much groundwater it takes to maintain the pond at about 30 inches below the maximum depth.
Add into the drought. So the aquifer is not being recharged at the same rate as it was 10 years ago when there was a lot more water in the system.
Greg Goffin is a University of Arizona climatologist. He says until the late 90s, the Southwest was experiencing wet winters due to a climate phenomenon known as the El Niño Southern Oscillation. Then in 1998, he says, things kind of flipped.
We went to the other phase of this kind of multi-decade variability, and we've been in drought conditions since then.
Add that variability to increasing temperatures from global warming. And Goffin says that means the Southwest is experiencing a more intense drought.
Having hotter droughts, for example, the current drought that we're in is hotter than the historic drought of record, which is the 1950s drought, puts a lot more stress on plants.
Now we get into something called evapotranspiration. It means the ground is losing water because of both surface evaporation and plants absorbing water. Plants like palm trees and cattails, both of which heavily populate Awa Caliente Park, are considered water-dependent vegetation. The Friends of Awa Caliente Park wants Pima County to reduce the amount of such vegetation, but Baldwin says that's not necessary because they're not the major source of water loss. He also says cattails and palm trees are defining characteristics of the park.
If we go in and take out all the cattails, take all the palm trees out, we've really changed the character of that pond. And that's what people have grown to enjoy and come to the park to see.
He says the county is considering different ideas to save the lone pond. One of them is downsizing and renovating it.
We could restructure it. We could dig it out deeper where it's silted in over the years. And most importantly, we would line the bottom and essentially seal the system in.
He says that way, the pond can be maintained with four times less water than what's being pumped in now. But that plan is not going to be cheap.
We're looking at somewhere in a $500,000 to $750,000 range right now with just the bare minimum.
The county can continue to pump 55,000 gallons a day, but that system is not sustainable in the long run. And the possibility of the spring coming back?
I'm not optimistic that the spring system would recover to the point where it could maintain the pond the way it did historically. This is a patient in the hospital. It's flatlined. It died. That spring system is dead at this point in time.
But he says the county administration has decided that leaving the pond to die is just not an option.
We get a lot of visitation. We get a lot of people that love the system and come out there. And so by adjusting our management, we can maintain that system rather than just let it die away.
Friends of Awa Caliente Park President Jim Knoll says the main pond is iconic to visitors.
Well, it wouldn't be the same without the main pond.
He says if Pima County has to take drastic measures, so be it. Even if it means ponds 2 and 3 will never have water in them again. I'm Yuhyun Jung, Arizona Public Media.